What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation. Welcome to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, first of all, I hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday morning. Guys, yesterday, the Philadelphia Eagles and last night, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Cleveland Browns. That game, both teams gave one hell of an interesting game. But the game didn't end the way I wanted it to, but it ended up in a tie. You know, I mean, I can't say anything about that. You know, at least the Eagles didn't win. You know, but yeah, the Browns and the Eagles game finished in a tie, 18-18. Both teams now have a record of 1-1 in the preseason, you know. But hey, that was one hell of a showing. Obviously, it wasn't a good night for the Eagles, you know. Obviously, Philadelphia, they lost some players to injuries. Let's hope all of those players get healthy and get well, and hopefully they get ready for the regular season. But yeah, guys, week two of the NFL preseason is off to a crazy start. Guys, today, obviously, we're going to be having two games being played. We're going to be having the Carolina Panthers playing my New York Giants later on tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. on the NFL Network. And at 7:30, we're going to be having the Cincinnati Bengals playing the Atlanta Falcons. You know, those are going to be the two games that will be played today. But guys, I'm not here to talk about the Bengals and the Falcons. I'm here to talk about the Giants and the Panthers. Both teams are coming into this game 0-1, and it's going to be interesting to see who pulls out a victory. This is going to be a very interesting game, obviously, because when you look, you know, we're going up against a Panthers team that obviously is very young. They got a new head coach from Frank Wright. You know, the offensive line, obviously there's a lot of questions about that offensive line in Carolina. They got a young quarterback in Bryce Young who, you know, I mean, look, I don't think we should be going on the kid, you know. Speaking of, I don't think it's right. You know, it's not right to criticize a quarterback after one game in the preseason. You know, like this Panthers team, they're not gonna be good. You know, and I'm not saying that to be rude. I'm not trying to disrespect the Carolina Panthers fan base. I'm not trying to disrespect Bryce Young. It's the God honest truth. The Panthers, they're not that good. They got an offensive line that no one knows if it's going to be good or not. They don't have a bona fide number one receiver. You know, Christian McCaffrey ain't there. You know, so and you got a new head coach from Frank Wright who I got my questions about. Like, no one knows how good Frank Wright's going to be. You know, the only good thing about the Panthers is their defense. I love how their defense looked, even though they got demolished by the Jets. But there's a lot of talent on that Jets defense. You know, Derrick Brown, you guys heard me say this already. Derrick Brown is going to be one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. You know, that's just the God honest truth. You know, you got a secondary that's pretty good, you know. So, this is going to be a very interesting game. If the Giants, now look at, Brian Daboll did say he is expecting Daniel Jones to play in the preseason, but we don't know if that's going to be later on tonight against the Panthers, or if that's going to be next week against the Jets. But we all know if Daniel Jones plays, we're going to get a little scenery of the first string offense. Guys like Darren Waller, Saquon Barkley. So it's going to be interesting. But I just don't see it happening. I think I can see the Giants. I can see the Giants starting the backups. You know, the backups for the offensive line, because our second and third stringers did not look that good. You know, so I wouldn't be surprised if that happens today. You know, I mean, a lot of you guys were asking me, Justin, what do you want to see from the Giants? That's what I want to see. I want to see how good the offensive line. I want to see how good the depth for the Giants offensive line can look. You know, obviously Joe Shane made some. He brought in more players from the free agent market. So it's gonna be interesting to see how the Giants depth for the offensive line. It's going to be interesting to see how the depth for the Giants offensive line looks, you know, so that's what I really want to see, you know. But also, I can't wait to see Deontay Banks and Trey Hawkins. Both players looked really good last week, you know. And I want to, hopefully we can get more action from Jalin Hyatt, and I also want to see Bryce Ford Wheaton, you know, so. But anyways, guys, I came on here because I got another list for you guys today. I'm going to be giving you guys my three predictions for the Giants. I'm going to give you guys my three predictions for this matchup, you know, so let's get right into it. Obviously, following the Giants' somewhat disappointing preseason opening loss to the Lions, the Giants, you know, they're looking to bounce back strong against the much weaker Panthers. While ultimately the preseason is meaningless, you know, we all know this, you know, but it would still be nice to see the Giants pick up some momentum heading into the campaign. You know, this game obviously against the Panthers likely won't be a shootout by any means, but I think Giants fans should expect to see an exciting game nonetheless. So that being said, here's my three main predictions ahead of the Friday night matchup against Bryce Young and the Panthers. All right, starting with number one. You guys already know I'm going to stick beside my team no matter what. I am predicting that the Giants offensive line will bounce back. And here's why. In the loss to the Lions, the offensive line outside of John Michael Schmitz looked terrible. You know, if you guys want to hear my rant that I made, go two podcasts back, because I went crazy. You know, now look it. While the Lions may not have a top-heavy defensive line like the Panthers, where they succeed is depth. Something the Panthers are somewhat lacking in. You know, look, everyone knows that the Panthers' star defensive linemen are Brian Burns and Derrick Brown. You know, however, they likely won't be playing too much this game, if at all. Once they make their exit, there's no reason that the Giants' offensive line depth won't be able to do their job in pass protection and run blocking. Aside from Derrick Brown and Brian Burns, the Panthers' defensive line doesn't feature much to be worried about. You know, the Giants starters should be seeing more time in this one as well, which is only going to help the offensive unit up front. Evan Neal, he isn't expected to play today. So we should see the rest of the stud hosses put the pads on and go to work in the trenches. Who knows how long they'll be out there, but Andrew Thomas looks already ready to take the field after signing his massive contract. Andrew Thomas, a second team All-Pro left tackle in 2022, has people like me fired up about what he'll be able to get done in this campaign. So that's my first prediction. My second bold prediction is that the Giants defense will hold the Panthers under 80 rushing yards. Last week, we saw the Giants run defense absolutely shut down the Lions running game, holding Detroit to only, 97 yards on 33 carries and one touchdown. This time around, I expect similar dominance, as the Panthers you guys heard me mention how horrible Carolina's offensive line is. I feel like with Carolina having a much worse offensive line, that will get eaten alive by this Giants' incredible defensive line. Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams don't even have to play a single snap, and it wouldn't matter, you know? Now, we know this because that was the case last week, and we saw guys like Tashaun Bauer and Brandon Bryant step up. You know, now, obviously, the question is, will we see some A'shaun Robinson and Raheem Dunas-Rochas against Carolina? I'm certainly hoping so. You know, the Giants' defensive line was recently ranked the number one unit in the NFL by ESPN. Hey, we're not gonna argue with that at all. You know, when fully healthy, this defensive line for the Giants is simply fantastic, with Dexter Lawrence leading the way for things. Obviously, the hope is that Sexy Dexy, Leonard Williams, and other key players will see some playing time against the Panthers if they set the tone early. It could be a long night for the Panthers offense. With Kayvon Thibodeau and Azeez Ojulari set to play as well, it should be a fun night for the Giants defensive front. So that's my second bold prediction. And my last bold prediction is that, obviously you guys heard me say this before. No one knows if Daniel Jones is going to start. And obviously a lot of Giants fans are going to be up on their feet whenever he gets on the field, you know, because now we're all going to be seeing what this man was never given in the first place. A real supporting cast with real head coaches, with real offensive coordinators, and a real GM. And now he has that. And it's going to be very exciting to see what he can do, because there's been flashes of where, you know, especially in the Joe Judge era, where the offensive line would do pretty solid. And Daniel Jones would be having these 300 passing games, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He'll be rushing for 70, 80 yards. And that was in the Joe Judge era. You know, now that was in the Joe Judge era with no talent whatsoever, and Daniel Jones still did some fantastic things. Now that you give him a Darren Waller, now that you give him a Paris Campbell, now that you draft a Jalin Hyatt, you re-sign Darius Slayton, you know, you got Sterling Shepard, you got Isaiah Hodgins, you got all these pieces, the offensive line looks a whole lot better. Andrew Thomas, like I said before, he's already proved to be one of the best young tackles in the NFL. Evan Neal, I'm expecting him to have a big leap going into his sophomore season. John Michael Schmitz, you guys already heard me say that this guy was the most impressive player on that offensive line. And obviously, I think both of these guys need one another more. And that's Saquon Barkley. You know, and obviously there was a lot of talk about if Saquon was going to come back, who was going to be the starting running back for the Giants? And I was assuming it was going to be Eric Gray because the Giants drafted him, you know. And you're, you know, like, what? And for some reason, a lot of people see a lot of similarities with this kid, you know. And not saying that he is Saquon. No one's ever going to be. No, like, when it comes to talent, no one will ever reach Saquon Barkley's talent level. I mean, if there's one running back that's even close to Saquon's talent level, it's Christian McCaffrey. But that was the big thing, you know, because when Saquon goes down, Daniel Jones, he doesn't look like himself. But when Daniel Jones is not on the field, Saquon, he can't get things going. He can't get anything going as well. So, and like all this big narrative about, oh, Saquon's better than Daniel, you know, like, it's very obvious that a lot of, they're clearly doing this because they're trying to put Saquon against Daniel because everyone looks at people say that Saquon, he's more talented at his position more than Daniel Jones is. They're just doing this to separate the two because obviously the whole big thing that's going around in the league with running backs, it's nonsense. I think we should, how about we just say that both players need each other? Because when both of these players don't have, when both of these players aren't playing together, neither of them are good. When Daniel Jones went down, Saquon was still on the field, and the Giants weren't winning games. When Saquon went down and Daniel Jones was on the field, they never won games. So I really don't understand why people are trying to put a huge gap between these two, when in reality, they need each other. Because when these two play together, they're amazing together. That's what I'm saying. When Daniel Jones is healthy, Saquon Barkley is a baller. When Saquon's healthy, Daniel Jones is a baller. I just don't get it. But my last bold prediction is this. And that's only if Daniel Jones starts. If Daniel Jones does start, Daniel Jones and the other stars on this Giants offense will impress while in action. And here's why. I mean, look, I understand it's only preseason, but look, against the Lions last week, most of the starters on both sides of the ball sat down. This was obviously it was expected, you know, as you don't usually see star players out there to start, you know, off the preseason. Now, though, the playmakers will be ready to light up the stage at MetLife Stadium against the Panthers. Daniel Jones should lead the offense out on the field later on tonight. Now we don't know, but I'm just saying this because I hope it happens. You know. And with that being said, like, you think that Saquon Barkley, Darren Waller, Isaiah Hodgins, Darius Slayton, and others will be ready to join him. Daniel Jones, he won't play the entire game. Expect for Tyrod Taylor and Tommy DeVito to take the majority of the snaps. Tommy DeVito was fantastic against the Lions in last week's loss, highlighted by his touchdown pass to Tommy Sweeney. As nice as that was, Giants fans in East Rutherford, New Jersey, are going to want to see Danny Dimes, the $160 million man, making plays with week one of the regular season inching closer and closer. Daniel Jones made only a play of, he only made, this guy may only play a handful of series, but Big Blue supporters will gladly take it. I will too. Don't get me wrong, I will take it. You know? Obviously, the night will be even more sweet if Danny Dimes finds Darren Waller in the end zone. The expectations are high for Daniel Jones and Darren Waller entering the 2023 campaign. a nice score against Carolina would, woo, would get Giants fans even more hyped about their potential than they are as of right now. So yeah, guys, those are my three bold predictions for this matchup. For this matchup, when the Giants play the Carolina, when the Giants play the Panthers later on tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. on the NFL Network, I just can't wait. You know. So yeah, guys, that's all I gotta say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. So far, that's all I have for you guys today. I will keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants or more lists if I have any, or if there's any questions, comments you guys have for me. You guys already know what to do. Go down in the Q&A section, and I will gladly, for surely, answer those or talk about them in any which way possible. But like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed this one. And let me know, guys, who do you guys have winning this game? I'm obviously taking my Giants. No, but this should be a fun matchup to watch. I'm excited, you know. It's so crazy. I'm going up against a guy in Bryce Young who has tortured my Buckeyes for years. So it's going to be fun. But let me know if you are a Giants fan or if you're a Panthers fan or if you're another fan of another team, either that's in the NFC or in the AFC. Let me know if you're excited about your team going into this upcoming season. So yeah, guys, that's all I got to say about that. But until then, I'm out. Peace.